This podfic contains adult material of a sexual and graphic nature. Listener discretion is advised, and be mindful of the tags. Feel free to hop out of the back seat if that's not your thing. Dean won't hold it against you. More than likely, he or Sam or some other SBN character or any number of character combinations will be too busy holding other things against others to give it a second thought. If you've buckled up and are ready for the drive, please check your Bluetooth connections and/or plug in those headphones before the engine starts. By proceeding, you understand that idling in the Impala is not responsible for any embarrassment, cringe, or adverse consequences that may occur as a result of the listener failing to conduct these checks. Not Every Day by Drasna. Rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. Relationship, Dean Winchester / Reader. Not every day you got a Winchester in your back seat. You just wished it was under better circumstances. You okay back there? Dean's groan in response should not have gotten you wet, but, well, there you were, trying to smuggle Dean Winchester out of a little town in a complete mess of sexual arousal. Distracted by the slicking of your panties, you squirmed in the driver's seat. This is gonna work. And then, Dean Winchester, you owe me.
How exactly am I owing you?
You tilted the rearview mirror to stare at the lump that was Dean hiding under the blanket.
You almost served me to the FBI on a silver platter. Having me meet you at a bar on an island where there's only one road on and off it?
His muffled voice sounded exasperated. Peninsula.
What?
Nahant's on a peninsula.
You really giving me a geography lesson now?
Hey, at least I came to get you out of there when I got word.
My baby's back there.
He growled, deeper, a mix of threat and frustration. We'll get her when they clear out. In a minute, either you would be the smuggest hunter in North America, or the FBI would arrest one of the Winchester brothers on their most wanted list. Okay, hold your breath and cross those bow legs of yours. There'd been no tail to your rental, a townhome outside of the coastal and costly area. No sign of a stakeout around the property. You clicked the automatic door opener and slowly guided your compact car into the garage. Loud and clinky, the motorized echo died down after a few seconds. You turned off the engine. I think we're in the clear. Dean grunted, so much flailing and jostling and cursing as he battled with the blanket. You could only catch glimpses of various limbs attempting to untangle and emerge upright in the rearview mirror. How is this even street legal? It's the size of a tricycle. Hey, quit knocking my car. Who needs to knock it? I could tip it over just blowing on it. Something punched into the back of your seat. The car rocked on its axles, tiny squeaks rising from the floorboard. It may not be flashy, but it's functional. Dean scoffed.
It ain't my baby, that's for damn sure.
Well, it's mine. Show some respect. He got you out of there, didn't he? Having managed to sit up, Dean's gaze locked on yours in the mirror. Breath fumed from his nostrils, bathing the side of your neck with dragon-level heat.
It was you that got me out of there. I owe you, don't I?
You gasped at the sudden sear of fingers skimming your forearm. We should do a sweep of the house. Just to make sure. He responded in silence, inspecting your reflection with a knowing smirk. Not every day you got a Winchester in your bed. Dean had worked you over for a good 10 minutes with a thorough tongue inspection. Two fingers deep inside your slick hole and bee-stung lips adoring your clit with the most mind-blowing suction you'd ever experienced had you crying out his name. As you came down from the high, you could feel his smile crease against your folds, his hum of satisfaction reverberating through your body. Now, he hovered over you, clenching the top of the headboard, sweat beating up on his forehead. You sighed, every cell in your body tingling. His sheathed cock pressed against your entrance. Dean cursed, meeting resistance at the push.
You're going to be a challenge for me, huh?
You grinned. You did a pretty good job filling up a small space earlier. Dean huffed and shook his head, dropped down to kiss you. His tongue memorized every inch of the wet and warmth of your mouth. The tip of his rock-hard length tapped at your opening in a steady rhythm. He swayed, propelled by clenched ass cheeks you grabbed by the fistful. He mumbled, chin poking into the crook of your neck.
Always so goddamn difficult.
His arm flexed and bent with the motion, keeping him aloft as he held onto the headboard. Nothing good comes easy, you panted back. He paused, mid-thrust, stared at you with eyes intent and hungry.
You already know how clever I am with this mouth of mine, darling. Trust me. I ain't gonna do anything to hurt you. Relax.
His forehead rested against yours.
Let me in.
You opened your mouth to speak, but he silenced you with another kiss. Words peppered in between his careful pecks.
Breathe, baby. Nice and slow.
Sinking into the pillow and angling your head to meet his gaze, you watched him inhaling deeply through his nose, then releasing air out of his mouth. You couldn't help but follow his lead.
There you go.
He nodded with a proud smile, his breath hitched as he pushed against the restricted area.
So damn wet and tight,
he hissed. I want, you moaned.
What do you want, sweetheart?
He begged. I want to be good for you. He nodded. Sure.
Gonna be so good. Ain't no way you could be anything but awesome.
You melted at his words and the smile of certainty he beamed down at you. A second later, you marveled at the look of victory on Dean's face as he was permitted entry, even if only a fraction.
That's it.
Heavy lids with beautiful lashes fluttered.
Once I'm in, you might never let me leave.
You sighed, in full agreement. You wanted to sass him back, but he made you gasp instead as you felt the unhurried forward momentum. A velvet heat ignited your core with the agonizingly beautiful stretch and fullness.
God damn, you feel good.
He moaned.
I may never want to leave.
Finally, balls deep, he smirked.
I got work to do. I owe you, after all.
That's when the real fun began. Not every day you got a Winchester inside you.